Welcome back. Today we're jumping straight into some fascinating source materials about Iron LTD, you know, the big Bitcoin mining and AI player.
That's right. And their big claim, 100% renewable, which is interesting considering they operate right in the heart of the Texas power grid, ERCOT.
Which is definitely not known for being overwhelmingly green. So that's the mission today. Unpack this claim.
Exactly. Is it real sustainability or is it more of a, well, a paper promise? The fine print is key here, isn't it? Found on their website.
Ah, yes, the asterisk. From clean or renewable energy sources or through the purchase of RECs. RECs, that's the mechanism we need to understand.
Right. REC stands for Renewable Energy Certificate. Think of it like a, like proof, a property right for the greenness of 1 megawatt hour of electricity.
Okay, proof of greenness. But how does that help Iron in Texas?
Well, it's about something called unbundling. This is where it gets tricky. The actual physical electricity, the electrons flowing on the grid.
Yeah.
That gets sold normally. But the REC, the green attribute, can be sold separately. Decoupled.
So the power they actually use from the grid might be from, say, natural gas.
Very likely in Texas, yes. That physical power, once the REC is sold off, is sometimes called null power. It's stripped of its environmental attribute.
Null power. Okay. And Iron just buys the separate RECs.
Correct. They buy enough unbundled RECs to match however much electricity they consume. Then, legally, through market-based accounting rules.
Ah, accounting rules.
Yes. They can retire those RECs and claim the power they consumed was 100% renewable. It's an assertion based on paperwork, not physics.
Got it. It's a legal instrument, not necessarily a reflection of the electrons powering their servers.
Precisely. And the context here, Texas, makes it even starker.
Right. Let's talk about that Texas grid, ERCOT. It's largely isolated, and the mix is, well, heavily fossil fuel.
Oh, absolutely. Around 62% fossil fuels overall. Natural gas alone makes up about, what, 50% of the generation, give or take?
So Iron is plugging into that grid, buying these separate certificates and claiming green.
And here's the kicker. This huge demand from miners, from AI data centers.
Yeah.
It's actually pushing Texas to build more fossil fuel plants.
Wait, really? More?
Yes. To keep the grid stable with all this new demand, the state's planning new natural gas generation, even backed by the $10 billion Texas Energy Fund.
Wow. So the demand, even if claimed renewable via RECs, is physically driving more gas infrastructure.
It's a paradox, isn't it? And notice when Iron really started emphasizing this renewable angle.
When was that?
It intensified significantly when they made that strategic pivot, you know, moving from just Bitcoin mining.
Towards the corporate AI cloud market, which is huge now with all the NVIDIA GPUs they bought.
Exactly. That AI market is much more sensitive to ESG concerns, environmental, social, governance. So that 100% renewable claim became, you know, almost a business necessity.
Okay, so it's legal. It helps with marketing, especially for AI clients. But what does it actually do for the environment? This brings us to additionality, right?
Yes, additionality. That's the critical test. Did buying that REC cause new renewable energy to be generated that wouldn't have happened otherwise?
And the sources suggest that for these unbundled RECs, the answer is usually.
Usually no. The money often just goes to renewable projects that are already built and running. It doesn't typically fund the construction of new wind or solar farms.
So it's not adding clean energy, just relabeling existing energy consumption, sounds like.
Well, that's what critics call it, greenwashing.
It's often seen that way, yes. Because it's the lowest cost, arguably lowest impact, way to make a green claim. It creates this gap, you see.
A gap.
Between reported emissions and actual emissions. A company using RECs might report, say, a 30% drop in its market-based emissions, but its location-based emissions, reflecting the actual grid mix.
Like the Texas grid mix.
Right. Those might only fall by 10% or even less. It masks the physical reality. It's very different from, say, a direct power purchase agreement, a PPA, where a company actually contracts for and finances new renewable construction. So Iron chose the easier, cheaper path here, an accounting solution.
It seems to be a sophisticated use of a systemic loophole, really. Corporate climate reporting rules allow this market-based approach, prioritizing perhaps accounting neatness over proven decarbonization.
And Texas provides the perfect place for this.
Well, you have the Texas REC market itself, plus a very supportive political climate. Governor Abbott famously said Texas is open for crypto business. That kind of political backing is significant.
It reduces risk for the industry.
Definitely. And it's not just Texas. Look at states like Arizona exploring state-level Bitcoin reserve funds. It signals a broader political alignment, offering cover for the digital asset industry.
So wrapping this up, investors, clients, anyone looking at iron, especially for AI services, really need to ask harder questions about where the power physically comes from.
Transparency is key. The paper claim is one thing, the physical impact is another.
Okay, here's something for you, our listeners, to think about. If a state government itself, through its treasury, becomes invested in Bitcoin or other digital assets, how genuinely motivated will that state be to impose strict environmental regulations on the miners and data centers operating there?
Does state investment change the regulatory calculus? It's a critical question about incentives, isn't it? Something to watch.